These people have just taken a ride in a self-driving car.
What she really liked was that it slowed down before it went around a curve.
So if I had a self-driving car, I could spend more time hanging out with my kids or helping them with their homework.
Human feeling of it is very well engineered and it is very smooth. There's nothing that makes you feel the least bit threatened.
And as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, that experience is coming to the Commonwealth.
John Ramsey wrote an article in the Richmond Times-Dispatch about this. Google's self-driving cars have traveled almost 2 million miles in the 6 years they've been on the road, but most of this has been in the western U.S. But now, Virginia will join California, Nevada, Michigan, Florida, and Washington, D.C. as among the first areas in the U.S. to allow the testing of fully automated cars on public roads.
Let's get the answer to the first question most people will have, Katie. Will there be a human driver behind the wheel just in case?
Yes. And also, before they're allowed on the road, the cars will also be used on test tracks just to make sure the technology is safe and that everything is working properly.
The technology involved in this is amazing. It goes way beyond GPS. These cars know their position on the road virtually down to the inch.
Right. And it's also interesting that the cars are being tested on these particular parts of the highway. Some of these areas are actually among the most congested in the country. So it'll really give the cars a real life hands-on experience driving in terrible traffic when you never know if there's going to be a traffic jam or what's going on.
If it's difficult traffic they're looking for, they can be sure they'll find it in Northern Virginia.
Yes, definitely.
Researchers say automated cars could be in full use within 10 years. Our next story is from Luz Lazo in the Washington Post. It's about the prospect of not bullet trains exactly, but faster passenger trains, meaning 90 miles per hour rather than 70, between Richmond and Washington, D.C.
This new proposed high-speed rail between Richmond and Washington would cut a commute that can now take, 2.5 or 3 hours down to just 90 minutes. And according to Virginia transportation officials, they hope to accomplish this project within the next 10 years.
Making a train go 90 miles per hour, of course, is not a problem. The problem between Richmond and Washington, as it is in so many places, is the condition of the infrastructure.
Exactly. They're considering adding a third track that would go along the corridor, modernizing stations, adding passing sidings and crossovers so trains can more easily pass one another, and also straightening out some curves to allow the trains to reach faster speeds.
And there's one other thing, that's getting the money to pay for it.
That's always going to be the bottom line. Can we pay for it? Supporters of high-speed rail are saying that this is something the U.S. needs to invest in to stay competitive. Across the globe, high-speed rail networks have been around for decades, and they're continuing to make strides. And advocates also say that investing in rail is critical in addressing traffic congestion and supporting the state's population growth.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can get more information on today's featured stories and find their entire daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.